Evidence from an archaeological dig shows an ancient Native American village in Port Angeles survived 5 tsunamis. This happened over the past 2,700 years. A Portland State University anthropologist says the story of Chawitzin Village underscores that if people are prepared, they can survive the feared big one. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Port Angeles.
There's a legend about a great flood that's been passed down through the centuries among the Clallam people on the north side of Washington's Olympic Peninsula. As told by Clallam elder Ed Sampson, fresh water turns salty. That's a clue the flood relates to a tsunami. A wise man warns the people to get ready. They scramble into canoes provisioned with food and water. The survivors ride out the flood by tying cedar ropes to the tops of the tallest mountains of the nearby Olympic Range. The chairwoman of the Lower Elwha Clallam tribe says now there's proof this story is not a myth. A team of researchers from Portland State, Western Washington University, and the University of Rhode Island found evidence that as many as 5 tsunamis hit a major Clallam village at present-day Port Angeles Harbor. Portland State University archaeologist Sarah Sterling participated in the extensive excavation of Chawitzin Village in 2004. It's taken until now to organize follow-up analysis, get funding, and go through the mountains of data, artifacts, and animal bones collected at the site, and then most recently to publish. Sterling says there were multiple indicators of tsunamis.
I think the clearest was a layer of sand.
The thin, clean layer of marine sand washed in over wrecked houses and hearths. The tsunami sand was preserved when the village was rebuilt on top of it. The researchers also uncovered scouring and backwash deposits.
What we have, I think, are cultural rubble draped across beach features, so it's been entrained by the wave, washed back and forth, and left in these kind of S-shaped swash deposits. I think those are from tsunami as well.
The researchers submitted 102 samples from the site for radiocarbon dating. They noticed there were periodic gaps in the dates they got back. Sterling says those gaps correlate with major known earthquakes in the geologic past.
A couple of them, there are obvious kind of, I guess, cessations in activity at the site that correspond to those events.
Principal investigator Virginia Butler says tsunami modeling for this location predicts waves up to 20 feet high. The Portland State anthropologist says the Clallam people returned to the very same place, rebuilt, and adapted after each suspected wipeout.
So I take that as optimistic, that it shows that, yes, we are affected by external events, but it doesn't take us down forever.
Butler says the team's findings are a good reminder that terrible things can happen when you live in earthquake country, but also that prepared communities can bounce back like the Lower Elwha tribe did. No one lives at Chawitzin today. The Lower Elwha Clallam were relocated to a reservation about 8 miles to the west. Much of the ancient village site is buried underneath a modern paper mill or a log sorting yard today. Tribal member Arlene Wheeler shares this takeaway from hearing 5 tsunamis hit the ancestral village.
It's pretty amazing, but we know that our people, that was an important place for them. And, you know, for them to continue to come back and to continue to build their village there, that showed, you know, that the strength of the Clallam people.
The Chawitzin results were published in a special issue of the Journal of Archaeological Science Reports. Artifacts recovered from the ancient village are on display at the Carnegie Museum in Port Angeles. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Angeles, Washington.